This is part two, assessing every assertion according to its merits. One of the most effective manipulations a clown artist might use is to say, if you agree with this one thing, then you must agree with these 20 things also in the fine print. This is also what political parties do. If you vote blue, then you must agree with all these things here. If you like Jim, then you must agree with everything Jim says in the history of the world. But this is not true intellectual practice. An intellectual is capable of assessing every single assertion someone makes according to the merits of that specific assertion. And so this is what we're going to do with several of the main assertions of the, I guess, pro-vaccine plandemic believing crowd, who I am asserting is part of one of the greatest manias in the history of the human race, if not the greatest mania in the history of the human race. Starting with the masks. If the masks work, why do we need to be 6 feet apart? If 6 feet apart, why do we need the masks? If they both work, why do we have to have lockdowns? If all three work, why do we need the rush vaccines? And if the vaccines are safe, why is there no liability for the manufacturers of the vaccines? These are basic investigations of the primary assertions of the measures for countering the coronavirus. And to date, none of these measures have been effective whatsoever. Whether the masks, the lockdowns, 2 weeks later, no, they've had no effect. We have to keep having them. And a year later, we still have to keep enforcing these completely ineffectual measures. It doesn't make any sense. To kind of reiterate, lockdown was ineffective, introduction of masks ineffective, lockdown 2 with masks, lockdown 3 with masks, lockdown 4 with masks, all end vaccine ineffective. So the people who have been telling us how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic have been wrong about everything, but we're supposed to keep believing them even though they've been wrong. Let's consider these two different states responded to the coronavirus pandemic in two completely different ways. In Florida, they responded without lockdowns, and in New York, they responded with lockdowns. And in New York, they have 10 times as many cases and deaths, more than 10 times as many. Yet these assertions are not even allowed to be made on television. Flu cases in the United States, again, this was also somewhat in part one. The flu cases are down 98% in 2020. The flu is essentially cured in 2020. The only possible explanation for this is that the coronavirus is simply the rebranded flu. Here's a flowchart that you might find might want to study again when you have these memes on your own computer. But basically, if any way you look at it, if you follow this chart, there is a contradiction someplace. Somebody is lying about something. Are flu cases being misreported as COVID cases? Yes. Then COVID cases are being misreported, and this needs to be investigated, like in Ireland in part one. If they're not being misreported, are flu cases down because people are following the mandates? Then yes. Then why are the COVID rates continuing to rise? But if no, why are the flu cases down by 95% then? Somewhere in here has to be a big lie. Another very famous one from someone named Being Libertarian. If the masks work, why the 6 feet? If all three work, why rush the rush vaccine? If 6 feet works, why the masks? If they both work, why the lockdowns? If the vaccine is safe, why no liability clause? Just a review of a previous idea. no answers. This entire train of thought is considered a conspiracy theory that's summarily dismissed by the people in charge of the coronavirus response. And what's your favorite part of the new COVID-19 vaccine? That you can still spread it after you get the virus? That there's only a 2-month immunity, if that? That has a 10 to 15% reaction rate, where you have some kind of new sickness because you took the virus? That you have an increased risk for AIDS? That you get Bell's palsy, where parts of your body go limp and numb, anaphylactic shock, no manufacturer liability, you still have to wear a mask because you're still contagious to other people. But all of the above are true. So what's your favorite part of it? You know, like, none of that's good. Here it is from another direction. The checklist of yes and no's. All of these check marks are in the wrong column for something that you would be effective that you should trust. Have they been subject to medium or long-term safety testing in humans? No. Are the effects of the vaccine reversible? No. You're with whatever happens to you for the rest of your life, and no one else has any liability for it but you. Do the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines contain aborted human or monkey cells? They do, yeah. Some of the stuff they put in these vaccines is like a grab bag of witch's brew. It makes no sense. Are there doctors and scientists recommending people not to take it? Yeah. And guess what? All those people are censored off of places like Twitter and Facebook for making disinformation. What about mRNA? This mitochondrial ribonucleic acid technology. Has it been authorized for humans? Has it been tested? Before the 2020 coronavirus pandemic, it had not been tested. And it was only through an emergency authorization after only 8 weeks of human trials. Before that, it had been failing all tests in mice and rats. Here are some more symptoms, talk. Doctors say hiccups, buzzing ears, hair loss, and cold feet are some of the new symptoms of coronavirus. So like even the virus itself, which in part one we determined was totally amorphous. We have no idea what exactly it is. There's all manner of bizarro symptoms that weren't ever part of any disease, communicable disease. Cold feet, tinnitus from a virus, like what? Virus is causing hair loss? Like none of that makes any sense. So what's in the virus? Also, what's in the vaccine? We already know we don't know what's in the virus, but what's in the vaccine? Polysorbate 80. It's been linked with blood clots. That's exactly why the vaccine AstraZeneca, the AstraZeneca vaccine was banned. So it's pretty A to B. What's causing the blood clots? The vaccine. What's in the vaccine? Something that causes blood clots. I mean. But again, this is all not allowed to be talked about on television. And here's Bill Gates' favorite mRNA vaccines. Researchers at the Sloan Kettering Institute, which is, not a bunch of crazy people, have found that changes in an information-carrying molecule called messenger RNA. Okay, messenger. It's messenger RNA, not mitochondrial RNA. Can inactivate tumor-suppressing proteins and thereby promote cancer. Here's from the CDC. Within the next month, messenger RNA vaccines, also called mRNA vaccines, are likely to be some of the first COVID vaccines authorized to be used, and they deactivate cancer suppression mechanisms in your body. Haha, Bill Gates is laughing. Here's another one. Okay, the merits, what are the merits of Johnson & Johnson and their vaccine? They had to throw away 15 million doses because there was just a mix-up at the factory. That's the type of people that are making these vaccines, the type of people who make mix-ups, and they're not liable for any of it. Do we know if any of the wrong or contaminated vaccines got out? No, we don't. Are they going to tell us? Does private company have any reason to tell us? Or is there any legal ramification anyone has? Is there any legal ramification for them if they totally mess up? No, there's not. It's all completely on your responsibility what happens from their product. No wonder they're giving it away for free, which should already be something you should question. Back to the masks, a new CDC study shows that mask mandates may work. It studied 10 mandates in March through October, then the study stopped in October. The study stopped in October. And look what happened after October in the same states they were studying. There were big spikes in infection rates. So the tests that say that the masks work are totally gamed. Their assertion has no merits. They just pick and choose what data they want to look at. There's also a big risk of microbial contamination from masks, which means that there get to be bacteria in the masks and people don't wash them or they touch them with their hands. And then you just breathe in whatever bacteria is in the masks. It goes directly into your lungs. It's a whole, you know, that alone will give people pneumonia or other diseases that look like coronavirus. And then like we saw in Ireland, if you just die, they're going to say it was coronavirus and not something that you got from your mask. And then, oh, it's time to start double masking. The people behind this are totally lost in the woods. It's like, if the masks haven't been effective up until now, more masks is the only answer. That's lunacy. And if, you know, compared to what doctors and virologists use if they want to protect themselves from a virus, they're covered in plastic, three layers of plastic, and a full body suit. You know, but don't worry, your bandana works too. And the masks even state, I would hope they would state on the package how helpful they are in protecting from viruses, but no, they don't. Let's just read what's on the package of a very commonly used mask here. This mask will not provide any protection against COVID-19 or other viruses or contaminants. It's what's known as security theater and virtue signaling. It just looks like you're trying to do something about something. And you signal to the other person, you know, that we're all in on this together. We all believe the same mania. Or you can compare the mask, different masks for different things. There's for smoke, there's for painting, there's for mining, there's for pesticides, there's for radioactive materials. And then look, it's the deadliest virus in human history. You just got this flimsy paper thing over your mouth. And then, but where do all the masks go once people use them? In the ocean, where they kill all the fish and just make the entire planet an uglier place. And now, people, for whatever reason, as of April 15th, 2021, are dying of sudden adult death syndrome. There are reports of people who just don't wake up and just die, and we have no idea why. How does that fit into the coronavirus pandemic and the vaccines? Nobody knows. I am not saying that people aren't dying for mysterious reasons. I believe that they are. But I see no reason to think that it's what they're describing as a pandemic single flu molecule, which means we have to be looking for what's really going on, what the real agenda is. And what's really in the vaccines and what they're really doing to people. And I don't want to call them vaccines either. They're trying to push these whatever vaccines on younger and younger people. And then in the New York Times, they say we need children between 12 and 15 to get these vaccines. But the data saying why has not been reviewed by any independent experts. The New York Times just reports it as its fact. So we're going to be examining that claim based upon its merits There are no merits for it. It's just something somebody's saying. But for some reason, it's going to put, at the very least, 10 to 15% of all these kids at a risk for palsies, blood clots, strokes, and who knows what else. Plus, on top of that, we're causing all the children to panic because of this mystery virus particle. It's mental exhaustion hunting. It's absurdity upon absurdity upon absurdity, and it never stops. It's hypersexual normalization. One change after another change after another change, and none of the things that I'm talking about are ever allowed to be discussed besides in a forum like this right here. One of my favorite posts was from this guy, Jason Kristoff. I've never heard of him before, but he calls himself a logic activist. And he compares, he talks briefly here about the antibodies. If you go to the hospital and if they test you and you have antibodies, that means you're infected with the disease. But if you go to the vaccine clinic and you have the antibodies, that means you're immune. And he says correctly that means that there's a big lie in here someplace. What do these antibodies really mean? They test for antibodies to see if, just to determine that you've been exposed to the virus. But at the same time, the antibodies mean that your body has antibodies to it, which means that you're immune to it and can fight off the disease. Something there doesn't add up in a very big way. Treating people who are not sick as if they are sick by forcing them to act sick, social distancing, wearing masks, and staying at home is a mental illness called Munchausen syndrome by proxy. That's like if when you have a broken leg and you say everyone else can't run around you. That's the type of thing where it's a mental illness. And here's Norrin Rad, the Silver Surfer, trying to figure out how an unvaccinated person can give a disease to a vaccinated person if vaccines work. That's maybe the biggest absurdity of this entire thing. You have to get the shot so that you're not spreading the virus, but you still may spread the virus if you get the shot. You just want to pound your head on the table. And here's another one of the biggest contradictions. We have to protect, to get these vaccines, to wear these masks, we're trying to protect the elderly, the 1% of people who are vitamin D deficient, who might die from the virus. And to do that, we have to risk all these side effects for people who take the vaccine, which are maybe more than 1% of the people. So you have to risk getting a palsy, 10% chance of getting a stroke, or something worse, to save the lives of some other people who have this very tiny chance of dying from the disease that we also cannot verify. It's a huge glaring contradiction. And here is a long report from a virologist who goes through a lot of the other science about what's going on. And you would not be able to find this anywhere on normal media because it's censored everywhere. But if you go to the link I'm going to provide at the end of this video, you will be able to read this on your own. And it goes through an actual scientific take on the virus and the vaccines, or as I call it, the mystery virus and the mystery gene therapy are the best ways I can describe it. And here's another PhD in virology and immunology who's been censored explaining some things. And he agrees with me that globalists orchestrated this COVID hoax. The flu disguised as a novel virus to bring in global tyranny in a worldwide police totalitarian surveillance state. And this plot includes massive election fraud as well. Well, that's kind of tacking it on top of there, but I do believe that's also part of it. Over the course of 2020, as we were going through the election, that panic and all the disinformation about the virus steamrolled onto on top of the problems with the election, and so we were mentally exhaustion hunted. So that We were so confused by all the things that were happening that we couldn't keep an eye on how our elections were being run. And here is Norway, not considered, I guess, considered some of the, one of the most credible countries in the world on medical issues. The risk of dying from AstraZeneca is higher than dying from COVID. And that's why it's being banned. For some reason, not in Canada, though. Well, this has been part two, examining the claims of the pro-vax and Bill Gates crowd based on their merits, and I hope this has been informative. Moving on now to part three, which is examining the fruits of these people. By their fruits, you shall know them. Let's take a look at Fauci and Bill Gates.